You may remember a couple weeks ago, I went to our resident chef Kathy Gunst's house in Maine to make some interesting pizzas with her. You can find those, including the delicious white clam pizza, at hereandnow.org. But while we were there, we also sampled some summer salads. Take a listen. Okay, Kathy, so we're here in the kitchen to make salads. I can't think of anything more refreshing in the middle of the summer than to have a delicious summer salad. But these, I can already tell, are going to be up a notch from anything that people are used to.
We always aim to go up a notch.
Exactly.
But these are main course salads. They all include a protein. And what's really fun about these salads is if you get all your ingredients ready, you throw the protein on the grill, and you sit down to dinner in about 10 or 15 minutes. So it's fast. It's satisfying. It also qualifies as true summer food because they tend to be very light, these salads, mm-hmm. and they rely on all the best fresh summer produce.
Healthy?
Very healthy. You can substitute tofu or fish for the meat if that's the way you like to eat, but these are super simple, and I'll take you through my favorite one.
So let's talk about this one.
Okay, so this is a Vietnamese-inspired salad. And what we're going to do is I marinated pork. You could get a pork blade steak or a boneless pork chop. And I marinated it in fish sauce and chili paste, cilantro, mint, really like a bunch of wonderfully powerful ingredients. Mm-hmm. And you can marinate it for an hour or overnight. And then I throw it on a hot grill for 4 to 5 minutes per side. Take it off the heat, mm-hmm. let it sit so the juices settle. And in the meantime, here's what we've got. We've got a bowl of grated carrots. Mm-hmm. We've got a bowl of juicy bean sprouts. Mm-hmm. Then this is what's really flavorful.
Some mint.
Fresh mint, basil, 2 different kinds of basil. This is a Japanese basil, and then fresh cilantro leaves. So there's going to be an herb salad in the middle
of
all this.
It's like a pho.
Without
salad.
The noodles
without
and without the,
noodles.
The heat,
right.
And it's cooling. And then wonderfully crunchy salted peanuts. Mm-hmm. So you can use a butter lettuce or any type of big leaf lettuce. And I'm going to ask you to make one.
Okay.
Because they're fun. They're almost like a fresh spring roll where the lettuce is the wrapper.
Okay.
So here's some pork.
Okay.
I'm going to
put
layer
the pork,
your pork
on the lettuce.
In the middle.
Yep.
Yep. Here's another piece.
Okay.
Then take some carrots.
Take some carrots.
And I'm going to put some sprouts on mine.
Okay.
Here's sprouts for you. So you see, you're building colors.
Don't want to make it too big.
No, because
like you're making a taco or something like that.
It's the same idea, but we're building colors, mm-hmm. textures, flavors. Then I would add a
little
fresh
bit of basil.
Sprig of the basil and a fresh sprig of mint or part
Delicious.
Thereof.
Some cilantro.
Some cilantro. And I'm going to put some salty, crunchy peanuts. Here you go.
Okay.
Peanuts. And then this sauce I am quite proud of.
That does look delicious.
Fish sauce, brown sugar, cilantro, mint, chili paste, and a little bit of water. Spoon a little bit
on
top.
So there's no soy sauce in there, even though it looks
like
there is.
There is a little bit of soy sauce, yes.
And then spoon a little bit of that on top of
mm-hmm.
here.
And then you lift the lettuce leaf and kind of wrap it around the whole
this
thing.
This is going to be
just
the hard
like you
part.
Would with a spring roll. This is summer messy eating. You know, just go for it. It's radio.
Okay.
No one can see your shirt getting stained. And then you get a bite of this crunch, right? You get the chili paste a little bit. You get the fish sauce and that fresh herbs. That's actually my favorite part of this dish, or the way that the fresh cilantro, mint, and basil plays off that grilled pork.
Yeah, this is not the kind of thing that I would even think of in the salad category, but it really is.
It really is.
Because it's wrapped in a piece of lettuce.
Yeah, and you don't have to wrap it. You can lay some lettuce leaves on a beautiful plate and layer on the pork and all your vegetables and just serve it like that. But it's fun. It's like interactive eating.
How many of these would you have for a meal?
100?
But you could do 50 if that's all you can handle.
No, you probably would want to eat at least 4 of these. But there's quite a bit of protein in there. So a whole other take on this is this salad right here. So Niçoise salad is a very famous salad from the south of France.
Usually with tuna.
Exactly. Most people make it with canned tuna, which I absolutely love and it's delicious. Mm-hmm. Or you can grill fresh tuna. I thought I would try something different. So I took boneless chicken thighs, mm-hmm. and I marinated them in olive oil, white wine, fresh thyme, lemon zest, and fresh ground pepper. Mm-hmm. Put the chicken thighs on the grill. They kind of got a beautiful caramelized brown. Then I cut them into big pieces. I have the first potatoes from my garden that I just lightly boiled until tender. string beans from the garden, yellow and green. I've got a not quite hard-boiled egg here where the yolk is solid but yummy and soft. Fresh tomatoes from the garden, pitted black olives, anchovies, a flavor I love, and then beautiful summer greens. And then I made a very simple vinaigrette with all the same flavors, lemon juice, herbs, olive oil, pepper.
That looks delicious.
This is true main course eating. I mean, you've got protein, vegetables, salad, all in one.
It's sort of like a Cobb salad, but a Niçoise salad.
Yeah, because the flavors of a Niçoise salad are the olives and the anchovies. Mm-hmm. And then I took a few edible flowers from the garden, which are always very pretty.
Dressing it with that delicious-looking vinaigrette there.
Let me serve you some little bit of everything. I mean, this is a whole dinner.
How many times can I say, in this segment, Kathy?
Well, let's see. What would be something? Best salad of my life might be good. All right, there you go. Let me give you some of the potatoes.
I'm going to try this artichoke heart, which is a great thing to put in a salad.
Yes, and I just really took that out of the bottle. I will come clean.
Best salad of my life. Best Niçoise.
How did you come up with that line?
I don't know.
It's really refreshing. It's sort of hearty and light all at the same time. And again, summer, summer, summer.
And this is on our website, hereandnow.org, as is one more salad that we're going to talk about right now, which is...
I know that there are a lot of people who think salad, that's not a dinner. Right? It's a side course. It's a lunch maybe, but that's, you know, particularly men, I think they're like, I don't eat
that's
salad.
That's an appetizer.
That's a cliche. That's
if I'm on a diet, I'll have a
exactly.
salad as the main course.
But this is a main course dinner salad. I took a skirt steak, or you could use a hanger steak. I marinated it in red wine with a lot of garlic and fresh herbs. I grilled it for about 3 to 4 minutes per side. I thinly sliced it on the diagonal. I put it on beautiful peppery greens. There's arugula in there. There is some sorrel.
Some blue cheese
there. Blue cheese, because blue cheese and steak, yum. Mm-hmm. And then a whole bunch of garden tomatoes. And that's a main course salad. So give that a taste.
Okay, let me try this right here.
And you
here.
Can debunk the whole idea that salads for dinner are bogus.
Trying a piece of steak here with some blue cheese and tomato. Wow.
The meat is really flavorful with
that marinade. Would be a main course salad no matter what.
I agree. Can we talk about marinades for a minute? Because it's another thing that people think, oh, marinades, that's like a whole other step. I'm not going to do that. It's simply a matter of mixing 4 or 5 ingredients, throwing them over the protein. And again, if it just sat for an hour, it would definitely...
Makes a difference.
It flavors the meat, but it also tenderizes it.
You know, Kathy, it's interesting. You've introduced me to a number of new salads here. I have salad with just about every meal that I have. My go-tos, which is either kind of a Greek salad of sorts, or just a simple spinach, tomato, avocado, maybe even a little bit of cucumber in there as well. But when you add all these things in, it really changes the game completely.
It does. And you could keep to your salads and just take chicken and marinate it for an hour and throw it on the grill and add it to the regular dinner salad you have. And then you don't need a main course. You're saving time. And these salads just make me feel good and energized. And I just love summer food so much that any excuse to focus on it and not have it be the side thing is a win-win.
Well, and especially when so many of the ingredients in these salads are coming from your own garden. You've grown this.
I have grown.
These are your babies.
These are my babies. The tomatoes are just starting and they're going to be coming in for weeks if all goes well. And the greens are so delicious because each one has its own flavor profile. And then, you know, the cheese, the blue cheese in this case, adds like a pungency, but it's also creamy against the meat. So I always talk about this, but people forget about texture. The meat is chewy. The blue cheese is creamy. Mm-hmm. The tomatoes are juicy and fresh and acidic. And the fresh greens have a slight bite. And all together, you get this very pleasing bite.
Well, and in the case of the Vietnamese salad, a lot of crispy, crunchy texture as well.
Exactly, with those salty peanuts on it too. And colors. I mean, these salads, your eyes, the minute you sit down at the table, are going to say, I'm in.
We will have all of these recipes and photos of these beautiful salads at hereandnow.org. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst in her own residence today. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thanks for being here, Jeremy.